was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky, through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome, everyone, to a celebration of the 50th episode of a podcast called Old Kentucky Tales. It's the only podcast that solemnly swears that we've never had a real audience before. And we've got multiple people here, which is good because I think that the audience to prize ratio will be very good for you guys today.
Right. Well, yeah, it's about right.
Yeah,
so yeah, something like multiple.
Sort of like that. We've got prizes, we've got games, all in a celebration of our podcast that tells you a little bit about Kentucky history in the most ridiculous way possible. And that's what it's
pretty
all
ridiculous.
About.
Pretty ridiculous. Yeah.
So 49 times we've done this, and this will be the 50th today.
Yes. So this is a real podcast, right?
It's a real podcast.
We're recording it now.
And we are recording it now.
Okay.
And that's okay.
All right.
You will be part of the show. If you choose to participate, we're going to give you this box over here. It's actually a microphone, and you hold it like this. It'll look ridiculous, but you'll be heard, and then you'll be able to take part in all of the festivities.
Right.
And Jason, would you mind showing them where they can find the podcast? You can find it in multiple places.
Well, it's out there online. It's where all podcasts are, on iTunes.
Right. So you can find it through WKMS. We do this in partnership with WKMS down there in Murray. And then also you can get it via iTunes and advance us one more and they can see about that. That's iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to be the very best price on iTunes.
Nothing.
The very best price on iTunes.
Right.
Exactly as we said.
So why are we doing this, Brent? How did this all get started? What is the point?
You wanted
to do a podcast, right?
There was actually a call for podcast through WKMS, and we responded to it, and now we've created a show. And here we are, 50 episodes later, with opportunities for you guys to share in all of the fun and festivities. With all that said, we are about ready for our very first game. Who wants to be the guinea pig? I mean, the first contestant. Come on, you've got real prizes here. Don't make Todd clip things out at the end.
Aren't these your students, Brent? What's up? Come on.
They're supposed to be students.
Yes.
They are.
They're not in the classroom.
All right, come on up.
Ah, thank you.
We've got our very first contestant.
Give him the box.
All right, we're going to give him the box here.
Does he need the box?
He needs the box.
All right. Try that out. Talk into that.
Yeah, tell everybody who you are.
Can you hear me?
His friends call him Darth.
Yeah, there he is.
All right. We're going to have our very first game. So advance up here and we will see the rules for game one. This game is called You Know Who. In You Know Who, one contestant per round is selected. And we've got actually three rounds, so you'll be the first of three volunteers on this one. You're going to see a picture of a famous Kentuckian in his or her youth. So it might not be immediately recognizable, but that's okay. We will give you a few hints along the way, and you also have three tries to correctly identify the person. If you correctly identify the person, what will happen then is you will receive a very nice prize. If you are not able to identify the person within three tries, you still receive a parting gift. So you will not leave here empty-handed. Let's begin, Jason.
The first picture.
All right. Does this person look recognizable to you?
Yeah.
So you think you know who it is?
Yeah.
Do you want to use one of your attempts?
Yeah.
All right, who is it?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, yes. We have our very first winner on the very first try. We thought it might be a little deceptive. There's no beard there. That is the oldest known picture of Lincoln. He's about 40 years old there, quite a bit before we saw him
really?
As president.
Is he really? 40 years old? He looks like that's his high school senior picture there.
I guess he really aged poorly after that. Maybe that's what happened. Yeah, I think so. But all right.
So what does he win?
He wins out of our five-star folder of fun, an iTunes gift card.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Yeah, give him a round of applause. That was awesome. We need a second contestant.
Now that they see how easy that is to get an iTunes card.
Yeah, come on up. All right, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Parker Lyon. Yes,
a descendant of the dude who founded Lyon County. Give him a hand for that.
Maybe. We don't know, actually.
Probably. Maybe. Probably yeah. A descendant of the man who founded Lyon County. Absolutely. So now we got you-know-who round two. Now, this one's going to be a little harder, but don't forget that you have three guesses and you also have hints. If you need to use a hint, you can tell me.
I'll use that hint now.
All right. So hint number one. This guy here is not famous for being in politics, even though that is a political poster. So don't let that throw you off. So he's famous. He's actually world famous in a different way. Are you ready to use your first guess?
Colonel Sanders.
That is, in fact, Colonel Sanders. He only needed one hint. Give him a big hand for that.
That was a good guess. Good guess.
Tremendous guess.
I see it now. I see him in there without the beard.
Yeah, no beard, no colonel suit, but that is Colonel Sanders and a little bit younger. We now need a contestant for round three.
Good. That was good, Colonel.
Yeah, that was an excellent guess. Round three to try your hand at winning an
excellent
prize.
Did he get the money?
He got it.
Oh, okay.
He got it. We did not stiff it. We don't stiff the competitors around here, Jason.
Do you know your students' names, Brett?
We definitely know Mr. Lyon, and we definitely know Mr. Mall.
Okay.
I see Olivia out there somewhere.
That didn't
work. We're working on it.
Uh-huh.
They work in progress the whole semester. Right. Usually, I actually learn all of their names at the very end of the semester, and then they leave, and I never see them again.
Right. See, I do the opposite. I never learn them, and I see them, like, every weekend.
Well, it works either way, doesn't it? So we need a contestant for round three of You Know Who. All right,
yes.
Come on up.
Uh-huh. Now, this is both our students, or this is one person who's our student simultaneously.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly right. She is taking each of our classes.
Right.
I get double extra credit. It's the only reason I'm here.
Uh-huh. Double extra credit. See?
Yeah.
Very cerebral as a student. Very cerebral.
People didn't know.
All right, then. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Olivia Ellis.
All right. So, Olivia, you're going to do round three of You Know Who. Now, you know how games work. Round three is always the hardest of the three rounds. So you Lincoln was super easy. Colonel Sanders was somewhat easy. But now round three, you're going to take an initial guess. Do you feel like you have an initial feeling of who this might be?
Not really.
All right, so you're ready to use your first hint. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your first hint here is that you need to think closer to home rather than farther away from home. So definitely a Western Kentucky guy as of 2019. And so not in Lexington, not in Frankfort, not in Louisville, or any of those kind of places, but you could find him right here in Western Kentucky.
His jersey tells a different story.
It does. So that was deceptive. Good thing you asked for your hint.
Yes.
Do you feel like you have a guess for this one?
Western Kentucky.
She has no idea at all, right?
No, not right. Really.
All right, that's okay because we got three guesses.
It's
so
impossible.
If you blow one here, that's okay.
All right, let's see. Okay. Western Kentucky. Maybe he's a track guy, is that?
He's running track right there, that's correct.
Yes.
He's not known today for track.
I don't know what this is. Who knows?
Do you have a first guess?
Oh, I just figured it out.
You did? You think you know?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But does Olivia know? That's the thing. We got to get her to know.
No.
Do you have a first guess yet?
Wow. Your brain doesn't work as well whenever you're up here.
That's true. You're on the spot. That holds you back a little bit.
Goodness. Western Kentucky. Is he the president of this college?
That's
he is indeed the president of this college, Dr. Anton Reeves.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Let's give her the prize for that one, Jason. That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
An amazing guess, an amazing answer, and they are 3 for 3 on winning stuff around here, Jason. Can you believe that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
3 for 3.
She got it somehow. I don't know how you did that.
That was an amazing, amazing guess. Was it just a wild guess?
Kind of just who would they put up here?
Oh, she was using some reverse psychology.
You know, looking at these people, I think all they really want to do is just catch that block if you threw it to them.
So this is one of the sponsors of our show. It's a fake history sponsor. And the reason we call it that is it's a real product from way back in the day, but we have made a real ad out of it. Play it, Jason.
Cross kids. Don't say they're just bad. Something else is the matter with them.
Probably it's worms.
Dr. Thatcher's worm syrup. Get it at your drugstore.
You know, worms is a very serious condition. You got to have medicine for that. Or at least they used to back in the day, and it was a real thing. So that's a real ad for a real worm medicine. You'll find those all throughout our podcast. And now I think you're ready for this next game.
My turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yes, there are what you just said was there are a lot of worm ads in our podcast.
There are worm ads in our podcast.
All right, so what am I going to do?
You're doing the next game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to draw this one, right? Yeah. So now I need two people who are going to kind of draw together and see who can draw the best. So there's no secret to this other than whoever you guys think did better. Two people draw? Yes? Oh, this is the game showy part. All right. Yeah, there's another person? This is for you to say your name for the podcast.
Say my name?
Yes. Here, okay. Hold it.
Oh, it's a microphone?
Yeah, it's a microphone.
Okay.
I'm not just to embarrass you. Okay. Here's a toy. Okay. No, it's a microphone.
Awesome.
Cade.
My name is Cade.
Okay. Yes, other person? I see teeth. I see smiling. I don't see anybody coming up. Can I just make you do it? Because you really like extra smiling. All right. Okay. I know it's hard. It's hard to volunteer. I know Cade. I don't know you. What's your name?
Makila.
Rodnex,
yeah.
Okay. So... Oh,
tell them the rules, Jason.
The rules. Right. All right, you're going to draw something, right? Audience acclamation will determine who wins.
That's large applause, by the way.
Yes.
So whoever gets the most applause for the particular drawing.
Not during the drawing, though, right? We'll just let them draw.
They'll draw it, and then, you know, you guys could give them hints or whatever from the audience.
Right.
That would be great. You're telling, hey, you know, that you've drawn it wrong or make it bigger or whatever. Feel free to participate at any time. Then at the end, we will compare the two side by side, and audience acclamation will give us the winner of that round. They will actually play multiple rounds. So we will. So best two out of three will win it. If the first two are the same person, then we will actually draw dead, just for fun, in the third round.
What's the picture? Ah, the state of Kentucky.
So draw the state of Kentucky. Sure. And help them out, audience. They might need some help.
Points on it. Right? This is always a good one. He's really thinking about it. He's got rivers and streams. Oh, boy. Wow, Cade. You're so going to win this one. Okay. You want to start over?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe, yeah.
There's no rule against do-overs. That's cool.
Over. Yeah, we need more time. She needs more time. Uh-huh. Oh, well, you know what Kentucky looks like. Okay, go. Draw.
Kind of like
tell her, yeah. It's kind of like a what?
It's like a chicken leg.
He's saying it's like a chicken
leg. It is like a giant chicken leg. That's very observant.
Man, he really got in there. Oh, he's putting designated places on the map, too.
Oh, that's advanced. I wasn't expecting that level of advanced
it got worse.
Artistry.
It got a lot worse. Let's
is the round is this round complete?
I think this round's complete.
So. All right, so let's have the audience look.
Who thinks that? No pity votes now. No pity clap. This is the best one. Oh, I think it is in terms of humor. what about this one? Best. Okay. All right. Okay. So you won.
All right, but now stay up there for round two, though, because you might have better luck in round two.
Yes.
Pen in hand. Easel flipped, then let's see round two. A thoroughbred horse, very symbolic of the
horse.
State of Kentucky.
You need some other colors. He's like really working on this thing. It's got grass. Well, you'd have to see it.
Olivia likes it.
Uh-huh. It's an animal. I can tell it's an animal.
So we have two animals.
Yes. See how he's doing. Yeah. They see it? They let them see. This is...
It's television. They need to.
Did we mention that WKCTC offers art classes?
Yeah. Well, but it's art, you know. So if that's.
Oh, that's right. It's subjective. Yeah, I mean, right. There's no good or bad art, right?
If that's how she sees it, then that's how she sees
of
it.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, we didn't say you had to draw it large.
Uh huh. Right. Now, see, that's looking like a dog to me. I think that looks like a dog. Yeah. So you might have a chance here because his is looking like a German Shepherd or something along those lines. It's hard. It's easy for me to say, right?
That'll make it more dog-like. Let's leave the guy out.
Are we done? Is it over? Okay. Are you done? Are you want to do more? Okay. Right.
Well, that's the stable.
Put a little barn.
Excellent
in there.
Touch.
Put a little barn.
Excellent
end.
Touch.
Okay.
All right. So round two, and so take it away, Jason.
Right. Acclamation or not for this one?
Oh, now wait a minute. That means there's a chance.
There's a chance. There's a possibility for more noise. Who likes her little baby horse?
Baby horse wins the day. That means we're going to have a rubber match.
Now, what?
A rubber match.
Oh, okay. I'll Google that one.
All right.
I don't know. All right, let's do another. This
round
is the
three. They got to get ready. They got to get their pens. They got to get
Thank
their
you
easel.
For playing along.
Round three.
Him again. Okay, do Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Now, this is a little bit easier, I think. I think people have a better time drawing faces, you know?
I don't know. I never could draw a face.
Well, like an animal is just impossible.
Yeah, animals are tough. Animals
but
are
I
tough.
Think faces are easier. He's really sketching. Okay. I want to keep this one, whatever happens. Can I keep it?
We've definitely got a top hat over here, I can tell.
Yeah. Uh-huh, you're right.
I'm seeing some stubble. We've got stubble.
What does a face consist of? Let's try to remember.
Now, Lincoln had great big old man ears. Don't forget about the old man ears.
Uh-huh, that's it. Yeah. Oh. Right.
How's it going over there, Jason?
It's work in progress. There are several presidents in here. I see Teddy Roosevelt. I see lots of people, don't you? It's not enough that it was just Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, okay. Well, you do what you do.
Can you do FDR?
I don't know. I mean, I think she probably could. All right, let's see what his status is.
Okay. He's getting close to completion
over
here.
He's got the young... Right, he's got the young Abe. He's something. Uh-huh, he's got the V-neck.
He's got Lincoln with that
I'm
pirate
sorry,
shirt
I
on.
I can't help myself. Yeah, it's good too. Creepy, but good. He's got like laser eyes. Okay. Yeah. Of course. Earrings, if you can't tell, she put in earrings. Okay, I think maybe... Well, Kate, how
Are
about you?
Are they close to completion?
He's working. Right.
Finishing touches, right? He's got the finishing touches.
This is tough. This is a tough one. This is going
to
be...
It's right. all up to the audience
He's
at this
got
point.
A lot of character.
Only the audience can decide now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is young Abe Lincoln when he was a rail splitter and he had the plaid shirt on.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. That's a pretty interesting touch to it.
Mm-hmm. Can everybody see? You can see, right? All right. I'll let you handle this part. I'm going to feel bad if anybody loses.
All right, then.
Yeah, but I've got
it won't bother
I've got,
me at all.
I've got
Audience, so what about this guy's Lincoln? What do you think? Ooh, that sounds pretty definitive, but the other Lincoln? Ah, that's close, but we're going to have to give it to this guy right here.
I know, but I want that picture. I really do. I'm never going to forget that
And
experience.
Don't forget... That nobody goes away empty-handed, right? And you have a special gift. Here is yours. By the way, did we mention you can find the podcast on iTunes? And so when you buy what you really want to buy, then you just click over on Old Kentucky Tales for free afterwards. Take care.
Right.
Oh, okay. Parting gift.
Here it is. This is some egg noodles. Extra wide. Extra wide. Thank you.
Everybody can use a giant bag of egg noodles. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Good whiskey is a necessity. It is needed for the sick as a tonic and stimulant. Early Times and Jack Beam, 9 summers old. The government stamp shows a guaranteed age, hence proper maturity.
So remember, kids, the next time you get sick, 19th Century tells you whiskey is the way to go. And that means that, they are ready for their next and final game. We've got 3 games lined up for us today. That one happens to be Name Your Price. In Name Your Price, we will have multiple contestants again, like we had in round one. The name of a product and a price from the 1960s. And these are all Kentucky newspapers, so these would be prices in Kentucky. Don't give us the California price or anything like that. Nice and fair, Kentucky prices. The contestant must say, this is the important part for you as a contestant, whether the real price was higher, lower, or just right, if we actually put the real price up there from the 1960s. The contestant must get 2 correct answers out of 3 sets of prices to win the round. So you can actually mess up a little bit and that'll be okay. We need our first contestant in Name Your Price. Come on up.
There he is. Throw it to him. Throw it to him. See what happens. There we go.
It worked. I was really afraid to throw it, but it totally worked out.
Colin McCutcheon.
Thank you. And you got good hands, too, so we know that that's going to be awesome here for us.
Ready?
Your hands will not let you down, but will your price knowledge of the 1960s let you down? We will only find out, so we are ready. Name your price number one. Again, you're looking for higher. Was the real price higher, lower, or is this the actual price from the 1960s? 1 pound of ground beef, 79 cents.
I'm going to go with lower.
All right, so the guess, Jason, is lower, and let's reveal the answer.
Yeah.
So he said lower. He said 79 cents was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that he's got one of the 2 that he needs from
let's
the 3. So a little hand there. He's halfway
let's
home.
Let's do that.
Halfway home to the price. So name your price. The next one here. 3 1.5 pound packs of sandwich cookies. So now, each one's 1.5 pounds, and you get 3 of them. $1.79. What do you say? Higher, lower, or just right? The exact price. You can help him out, audience. If you think you know the answer, you want to steer him?
I'm thinking just right.
Yeah. I was going to go with just right as well.
All right, so if the audience tells you to go just right, and you feel like it's just right, it was actually cheaper than that. Mm-hmm. It was only $1 for 3 1.5 pound packs of cookies. That's a lot of cookies out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but that's okay, right? Because he's got one more chance. He's got one more chance.
Yes.
All right, so this is next thing is a 22-inch push mower. Real Kentucky 1960s prices. $47.88. So higher, lower, or is that the exact price of that mower in the 1960s?
Did they even have push mowers back then?
They did. It's not a trick question.
That's something. Right.
It is not a trick question. It's got a motor and everything. So that will help you.
So the first one was higher or lower?
Lower.
Oh, you mean in round one?
Yeah.
He guessed lower and that was correct.
So he got that one right. So he gets this one right, he wins.
Yes.
I'm going with just right.
Just right.
So he's saying that is the price. Reveal it, Jason.
Exactly.
He did
right.
It. That was the exact price of the mower. Excellent work.
Mission accomplished. Thank you.
There's your prize. Thank you. Now you saw how easy he made that look. We've got one more round. Actually, 2 more rounds. But we've got a round right now. Come on up.
Give him the box.
All right, introduce yourself.
My name is Rhett Sutton.
That was so smooth. He should have his own podcast, right? All right, so you know the rules of the game. It's higher, lower, or just right. And so here you are, a pair of men's casual shoes for $2.66. Was the real price higher, lower, or just right? Yeah. The audience can help. He looks like he's fishing for clues here.
I'm gonna say higher.
Higher.
All right, Jason, was it higher? Oh, it was just right. It was just right. But that's okay, right? Because you can mess up. And we've actually got a couple of more shots at it. A brand new car! A Ford Mustang! $4,800 was the real price. Higher, lower, or was that the actual retail value of a Ford Mustang in the mid-1960s?
Right. 1960s.
I'm going to go with lower. Yeah.
So the real price was lower, he says. Jason, it was lower. Can you believe that? A brand new Ford Mustang 2515.
Wow.
Those were the, you can't even buy that at the junk heap for that now. That's amazing. All right, that means that you're in the running, though, to get the prize. And if you don't get the prize, then you get one of these parting gift specials. We're not sure about those.
What is that supposed to mean, Brett?
It means he needs a lot of egg noodles.
Okay. Oh, they're not all egg noodles.
Oh, they're not all egg noodles. No. Well, that's good. We could see what that other one was if you happened to buy it. But here it is. higher, lower, or just right, a 14-karat gold ring setting. Now, that does not include the diamond. This is only the ring part. But it's a 14-karat gold ring for $85.50 in the mid-60s.
I'm going to go with higher.
So you're thinking the real setting is higher. All right. All right, Jason. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Reveal it, Jason. And it says what there? Read closely.
Oh, wow.
25
cents.
14-karat gold. That means you guys need a time machine.
Oh.
You got to get back there, find some kind of hot tub, and head back to the 1960s and buy yourself some gold rings, right? So that was a really nice try. You almost had it.
Well, that's okay because I got you this pot pie. It's a pot pie that you can
turkey
enjoy
pot
later.
Pie.
It's not what it sounds like. It's turkey. All right.
Oh, it's not from Colorado?
Well, no.
No. Oh, it was not. It was not. Okay. So it's a regular turkey pot pie. All right, then. That means we do need a third and final contestant for the day. Let's spread the love a little bit, I think. I bet somebody shy out there really wants to do this.
Do you like
Go on.
It?
Come on. All right, introduce yourself, sir.
Braxton Bebout.
What was that again?
Braxton Bebout.
Braxton Bebout.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, that's a name.
He's an internet student. So he's coming here all the way from the World Wide Web.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
He really needs those bonus.
I think so. Everybody can use a few extra points,
sounds like
right?
To me.
All right, let's.
He's up on those tests.
Why do I make those so hard? I'm just a jerk, I guess. All right, let's do this next one here. Again, remember the rule is: was the 1960s Kentucky price higher, lower, or did we put the real price up there just right? 3 cantaloupes, 79 cents. In the produce department?
I want to go with just right. No, wait, lower, lower.
All right, is that the final answer?
Final answer, lower, yeah.
Final answer is he believes that was lower. Oh, the first instinct had it. Now, I will give you a little bit of a tip here, Braxton. So on your next internet quiz or test, your first instinct is usually correct. And that's a real thing out there in testing. Your gut will tell you something. But that's okay, because we got two more shots at it. We got two more shots. Give him the next one. We've got a 1 pound can of coffee for 25 cents. Was the real 1960s Kentucky price higher, lower, or exactly 25 cents?
You think you should?
That sounds right, but then again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you got a guy who didn't guess correctly before, I'm not sure if those instincts are the instincts that you want.
How do you guys feel? Tell him. Other people think
it's
right?
Right?
I think. Right?
Yeah, I guess I just go with just right.
That's right.
He's going to go with just right. Jason, let's reveal it.
He's wrong, though, because then will he get to go again? Or?
I think at that point, let's see, he has missed two in a row.
Yeah.
He can do the third one for fun, though, if he misses it. We'll do that.
Right.
Do the third one for fun.
We should have some fun.
Just for fun. Oh, it's 68 cents. Let's give him the third one just for fun to make sure he can get on the board here as a one-price guesser.
Okay.
A new car tire, $9.95, mid-1960s.
Just right.
Just right. He's saying that was just right. It was $14.95.
I'm the worst player, I guess.
That's all right. That's all right. We do have a lovely parting gift for you. And Jason's just about to reveal the parting gift.
Okay. This is a sweet potato and mushrooms. Very, very fancy.
Nick, what's that?
My free lunch.
If you can down that as the lunch, then you, sir, are a better man than I. Let's tell them where they can find the podcast.
Again, yes. Well, they have phones and they can totally iTunes this thing. Old Kentucky Tales.
Is that a verb?
iTunes it.
You can iTunes it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's now a verb?
Download it.
Tell the English people that. Tell them you heard it here first.
Uh-huh.
That is a verb.
It's all about Kentucky.
It is all about Kentucky, but it's Kentucky history, so it would be similar to other things that you saw in Kansas and some of those. Now, some of it's really unique.
Sort, yeah.
It just depends on what the story happens to be.
Right.
But you can find all of that there. You can find it.
And some worms. Don't forget
worms. Worms are there in multiple places. Cough syrup, laxatives are there.
Oh, boy.
What are some other good ones, Jason?
No.
They'll just have to listen and find out.
Those are the as good as they get.
So we blew it? So we already did our best stuff?
Right, yes.
We don't know. You'll just have to find
out. Let's stop now.
Tune in to find out. And we would like to thank everyone for coming. I think give everybody a big round of applause there because we had some nice contestants. We would also like to thank our producer, Todd Birdsong. We would like to thank the Paducah School of Art and Design. We'd like to thank WKMS. We'd like to thank WKCTC. Jason, your awesome co-host. Give him a round of applause. They were hesitant on applauding. I don't know why.
I'm kind of a smart aleck sometimes. But thank you all of you guys for helping with wish fulfillment for Brent in hosting a game show. He always wanted to host one.
I thought you always wanted to host one. And the rest is history.